Books on Tape presents The Orchid Affair by Lauren Willig, read by Kate Redding. Prologue. Paris, 2004. That was a short flight, I said, peering out the window as the wheels of our plane touched tarmac at Charles de Gaulle. It was amazing how short a flight could be when one was in no particular hurry to arrive at one's destination.
"We can go back and do it again," Colin suggested, "just to drag it out a bit."
I tilted my head so that my cheek briefly touched his shoulder. At least that's what I'd intended to do. Instead, I head-butted the side of his seat. It's the thought that counts. I knew we should have taken the Channel.
"Next time," he said,
although both of us knew that there wasn't going to be a next time. At least, not for this particular trip. It was purely a one-off, and one on which neither of us had particularly wanted to go. It sounds insane, doesn't it? Anyone would think I should have been delighted at the prospect of a long weekend in Paris with my still new enough to be exciting boyfriend. We could stroll the Champs-Élysées, drink coffee in little cafes, smooch on the platform of the Eiffel Tower. Paris is for lovers. Everyone knows that. Everyone had clearly never been summoned to Paris for a boyfriend's mother's birthday. Some people had birthday parties. Colin's mother was having a birthday weekend. We're not talking your short arrive on Saturday morning, home by Sunday evening type weekend either. The festivities kicked off Friday evening and carried on straight through Sunday night. 3 whole days with Colin's charmingly dysfunctional family was not my idea of a romantic weekend. It was, however, my idea.